So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration from entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next entrepreneur is so light and beautiful. She's a lot of fun. Her name is Amber Campion. Welcome, Amber.
Thanks, Erica. It's good to be on the show. As you just did that intro, I was like, wow, you are devoted 8 minutes every single day.
Well, I get to meet pretty cool people this way, I must say. It's not all like helping everyone else and not me. Where, what part of the world are you in, Amber?
I live in Santa Cruz, California.
Oh, nice. And then you teach people about, tell us a little bit about what you teach people.
Sure. So I've been a mindfulness teacher now for more than a decade. And I call myself a life and leadership strategist. And basically what I work with people on is what I like to call is getting people to move from either their zone of competence or their zone of excellence into their zone of genius. So really kind of defining and then refining what makes them tick. And it's that thing that's like, that when you really discover it, it's you start to move out into the world in the way that feels fulfilling, that feels meaningful. So, and then ultimately the way I go about doing that is a big part of what I talk about, what I do is redefining relationships. So the relationship we have with others, the relationship we have with ourselves, and the relationship that we have with things in life that, that often people have very interesting relationships with, such as like money or intimacy. So having conversations around things like that, open conversations around those things, talking about the things that we don't want to talk about so that we can dive into the beliefs that are holding us back, make what's uncomfortable comfortable, and then start making new choices.
That is so interesting. I'm kind of fascinated because in our Amber and I had two really interesting things today. The instant she was emailing me for the link to the show was the instant I was emailing her the link to the show. So I loved that. It was like absolutely simultaneous.
That happened last time we emailed too.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah. My goodness. And then the next thing that I liked too was as we were getting on the call, I was telling her about my ahas around my own branding. And then I love that this is the work you do in the world. And so it's just one fun thing after the next. Tell me if my relationship with money needs some help. What kinds of things do you do with people that say, you know, this is an area where I could really improve?
Well, you know, I think I think most people want to improve that area. I mean, even if they are quote unquote successful in that area, they still have a desire to improve that area. I heard this quote a really long time ago, and for me, this really helped to redefine my relationship with money, which is, I think it was maybe even in the book Think and Grow Rich or something like that, but there was a question, why do very wealthy, very rich people continue to strive to make more money? What's behind someone who has more than enough? Why do they keep going to get more money? And the answer to that was not necessarily that they want more money, but it's who they have to become to make more money. So it's more like the character they have to develop, the boundaries that they have to push, it's basically more so about getting outside of their comfort zone, that desire to grow, that desire to be more, expand more, see what's possible is really what they're after more than more money. Right. So that's what I kind of mean by, I feel like really no matter who you're speaking to, it's kind of always there underneath that desire to grow and see what is possible. And
yeah. You know, I love that because I've been lately being, as I've been working with the energy, asking for more money for my services. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty fascinating because it feels like it is that building of character, building of self-percept, building of self-worth, knowing one's value. It feels like all those things are in place to ask for more. And that seems like such an interesting conversation to have. If someone is working on maybe charging what they're worth or knowing how to charge, I think entrepreneurs who are light workers seem to struggle with that area somewhat. What can you tell people?
I love that question, because I think that's a common question of like, we'll say that, right? You want to earn more money. You need to, well, you need to know your worth. You need to be in that mindset of abundance. And we hear this all the time. And there's one, that's one thing of saying that and another thing of being that. And so this kind of goes back to that character and having that real grounded conversation of, okay, so say this year I want to double my income. I mean, the first thing I do with clients is we look at the reality of the stretch they want to make. And I'm, you know, again, it's like, for instance, if someone comes to me and says, like, I make $25,000 a year and I want to hit $1 million this year, right? So like really looking at, is this possible? And this is what I say to people. Possibility is up to you. I'm not the one who can define whether or not you can go from $25,000 to $1 million in the year, in a year. I mean, Tony Robbins did it. He went from making 30 grand a year and the next year made $1 million. But are you willing to do what it takes to get there? So this is something I talk about, is like, remember that when you think about a goal or a desire, there's all this space in between where you are now and where you want to get. And that space in between is where you are going to be developing your character, where your courage, your tenacity, your perseverance, all of that stuff is going to have to come through. And that's not always going to feel super empowering and super great and super light, right? That's when we're going to hit the road bumps. That's when we're going to see, right, like, we're going to get out of just talking about our beliefs. And that's when we're really going to be faced with that. And so it's like, in 1 year, are you willing to do what it takes on every level, internally and externally, to get from there to there? And a lot of times when I have that conversation with people, people realize, like, I see why I'm having so much problem in this area, is I'm making goals based on some arbitrary idea, some number, some pressure from society, some pressure from family, some pressure from myself, rather than a goal that feels real to me, a goal that's a stretch and inspiring and would make me feel proud at the end of the year, but a goal that's actually mine. And I know I did that for years myself. Like, for years I was chasing the six-figure phenomena, right? Like, when I hit six figures, then I will be successful, which was just completely based off really social media. It was like based off like, oh, that's what a successful entrepreneur is. And once I got clear on that and I let that go and I got real on, well, what would actually be successful for me from where I'm at? That's when I started to hit that number. It was like, yeah, things changed when I let go of, I got real with why I wanted what I wanted and what it was really going to take to get there.
Well, for me, the interesting thing, as you say that, is that the numbers are so big that I asked for, and that's really because of my capacity. Mm-hmm. It's really ties to what I'd like to change on the planet, yeah, and how much change I'd like people to change when they work with me. And mm-hmm. So the big hairy numbers are actually in sync better with me than little numbers. And for me, it was so counterintuitive to go into charging different numbers, because then I was able to help people change so much bigger. And I was able to find people that wanted change so much bigger. It was very different. It was very counterintuitive. As I started hitting different numbers, it was actually a lot more than I'd asked for. Like, in, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was more than I'd asked for. Like, the mm-hmm. bigger thing, I was already there before I started my business. So it was like, for me, it was crazy the way there was not that many people that had things in place that were as big as what I was seeing. And mm-hmm. and it was a challenge for me to honor it, because a lot of it's based on how to get to 2,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And then, like, where I live, that'd be like very poverty stricken with three teenagers. Like, no, that's not very fun. But listen, we had so much fun today. I did want to have a chance to have you let people know how to find you and how to work with you more. And I so appreciate you coming. It was a blast.
Yeah, you can find me on my website, ambercampion.com. And that's Amber. And Campion is spelled just like champion, but without an H. So Campion. And then my main two social media platforms are Facebook and Instagram, and they're also Amber Campion.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, 8 minutes goes by quick.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.